Hello. Rainbow Flickers of the Crimson Screen recap for from episode 3 of season 2, and what an episode it was.
Wow. Yes, what an episode it was. I was definitely uncomfortable a few times in that episode.
Was too well, it was a bit of a calmer episode, I would say, but the small things that was happening were pretty disturbing.
Oh, that's calm for you?
Yeah, compared to last week. Let's be honest.
True.
So we do have basically the aftermath of what happened last week, so all the death. We learn a bit more as well about how many people was on the bus. So we knew there was 25 people on the bus,
And now apparently 22 are accounted for.
Indeed. Which make us wonder, so we are talking about three people missing. We know two of them, the very bad actors from the bar. So, but there's one left, and that's the thing. Who is that last person?
I'm not sure, but if they were out there during night, hopefully they fare pretty well.
Well, for me, the reason, the thing I'm just looking at is, why would they mention there was actually three people missing? I don't believe that that show does things without thinking about the consequences, or actually without thinking about it. And the fact we are talking about three people, and we know two people are dead. We know that. We actually seen one die, and the other one pretty much stayed
Well,
it.
technically we know four people are dead.
What do you mean?
There was two on the bus last episode, remember the old couple?
Yeah, I'm talking about the three people that was missing, because they was talking about the three
Okay.
people missing. We know the people on the bus were counted as the bus people that were dead, I guess. So we know there was three people missing. Two people, we knew them already, that were the people at the bar. The very bad actors were couples. And after that episode, we know that pretty much both of them are dead.
And what a way to go. R.I.P. Kelly.
I know. That was disturbing. Really disturbing.
Yeah, there was a lot of scenes in this episode that made me genuinely uncomfortable to the point I had to close my eyes.
Okay, which one, for example?
I don't like seeing things impaled in people and then being pulled out. It's not something I'm a fan of.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It was pretty disturbing. I was wincing quite a bit, especially with the sound, because for me the sound was the worst. In some way, the gore was pretty tame, but the sound was actually the worst thing there was in that episode, I think. The squishy
Yeah,
sound.
it was a whole scene where I guess he's not the sheriff anymore. I guess Boyd is the sheriff again. Don't know. But when he was out there looking for the rod to basically put in the what's it called?
Trap.
The trap.
But well, we learned something about these things in the woods now, is we knew already they're hunting, they love to hunt. They are actually they feed on us, I guess. But now we also know they like to play with their food.
Yeah, that was that, I feel like that wasn't something that they really I guess got into was how they sometimes play with their food, 'cause we've just been seeing them basically rip people to shreds and eat them like a taco. So
Pretty much, yes. Without vegetables.
yeah, so this was definitely something new, I guess. I mean, maybe it happened in season one. I really don't recall, but
No, you didn't. I was thinking at first they actually were putting in place traps. So actually, like we having at the traps, we're seeing the villagers putting traps on to catch some food. And In my head, I was just thinking, are they doing the same thing, using Kelly as a trap to actually get people there at night so they can actually eat them?
It could be. I did think it was very interesting what Boyd said was the fact when he was in the army, he basically watched two people die. One was named Brian and the other one was named Kelly. And well, the guy's name was Brian Kelly, and these two people, Brian and
Okay.
Kelly, basically, you know.
Well, I think after the theme of that episode was pretty much people are kind of losing their mind. We've got Donna. Is it Donna? I think it's Donna. Telling us actually she doesn't know. Most people just don't know how long they're going to be able to take it because they actually keep having all these things happening, this awful thing. They had two massacres so far, which is pretty big. And even her, she can't actually. You can see she used to be the strong woman, and she was a bit more vulnerable this time, which was very interesting to see.
And well, we can also talk about Elgin, who apparently keeps showing up with a crow on his shirt.
I know this was something I just realized. It was just like, okay, there's a crow, and the crow seems to be quite prominent in the show anyway, so that could be something.
Yeah, because on this episode, we finally saw some different scenes in the opening credit, which, you know, usually that alludes to something.
Indeed. So what I've seen was a skeleton.
Oh, you can't forget the eye. There's a floating
The
eye.
eye, the eye was inside a lock, I think. Like a keyhole, so there was a skeleton, eyes in a keyhole, so that was the two things that really stuck to me. And then of course, this kid with the crows on his t-shirts. So it's pretty interesting to actually see there's this symbolism again that seems to pop up. Now we see how it's going to come out. We also learn that the vision is not something that was uncommon. They think other people had vision, and they even said that the town seems to be calling out for people, and just some people can actually listen to it more than others.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you take into account the last episode where he was basically saying the town is just you know, the beginning of things. So it makes you wonder what these visions are kind of alluding to or what's causing them.
And then we still don't have actually what he saw. We actually know he saw the town. We know he's seen that lake, kind of pond thing also, because he mentioned it, but we still don't know what he's seen. And I wonder if we're gonna actually have an idea what he's seen, because he was petrified the first episode. What he saw in his vision, he was petrified, and I would want to see actually what he'd seen, so actually to understand exactly why he was so scared.
The I don't know, there's something about Victor that also just kind of is weird to me, you know. Yeah, he's kind of childlike. It's like he's stuck in time, even though, you know, his body has aged, but he seems to know more than he's letting on. That's what I get from it, because even when Jade was showing him all these pictures of the symbols of things that he's seen, he seems to recognize them, but he doesn't want to basically, I guess, say what they are.
Yeah, but I think that something is going to be this symbol is going to be a mystery for more than one season. I doubt we're going to have the answer basically this season for these symbols.
Yeah,
However,
we need things to make us wish for another season.
let's talk about, okay, creepy kids are always something that I just don't like in shows because they freak me out. And we had two of them. Two creepy kids.
Oh
Vision.
yeah, I thought that, sorry, I thought it was Diane Wood.
So two creepy kids who seems to be appearing to come up with a name. That's the problem, actually. The people seeing the vision are actually the less interesting characters for me, so I actually can kind of forgot the name. So
Wow, okay.
I know it's terrible.
Well, at least the mom finally came clean and told the daughter, like, hey, I see things sometimes.
Yeah.
Not the first, not the last.
That's true.
And now she's saying that she's seeing these kids. So why exactly is it her that's seeing them? Has anyone else seen these kids?
We don't know. That makes me think, because on the first episode, I think the second episode, we actually, when they were stuck inside the cave, what she saw something that looked like these kids, or this was it a woman? I'm not sure anymore, but they seem, everything seems to be related. They got the same haircut, you know, so it'd be a family thing.
And seeing, I saw an episode of season one a few days ago that was on TV, and I forgot about the whole date being, I guess around the lighthouse. I think it was a lighthouse.
There was a lighthouse, yes, but they seem to have forgotten it completely.
Yeah, there was dates that were like all on, like, carved into the lighthouse. So I'm still wondering what this time travel thing is as well.
Mm.
There wasn't any of it apparently this episode, but it definitely tells me that it's going to be part of the larger story.
It does. What I'm worried about, we have this season three. I think there's 8 episodes or 10 episodes this season. We need to start to get a bit more answers, because they keep giving us a lot more mysteries, and it'd be nice to actually have a bit more of what's happening, because so far nothing much happened to actually bring the mystery up to front. Nothing much happened. We actually still don't know who was on the radio. We don't know what was the lighthouse. We don't know about the time travel. We don't know about the symbols. We don't know why is it about the 1950s. Because, sorry for me, they're all dressed up like the 1950s. Why?
But the one thing we also need to know is, why was the mother and daughter, when they were going through the clothes, why was the daughter so obsessed with if clothes had holes in them? I'm like, sweetheart, you are... living in a town that you literally can't leave. I don't think anyone cares.
And I did love also the fact that she said, yeah, but it's the clothes from the people that died. I just said, yeah, like in the thrift stores. Just like, yeah. Where do you think they come from?
It's nice to know that even in like some weird place where you can't leave, you know, you still need to care about how you look.
Exactly, your makeup and everything else. We got also a proper, it's going to be a wedding. Don't know why that was important, but it's going to be a wedding. So,
because I feel like there's been a lot of bad things happening, and I feel like weddings sometimes are a way to inject like a small glimmer of happiness, you know.
We are talking about From. Don't you think the wedding's going to be kind of twisted? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. They do tend to throw curveballs at us. So.
I don't know. I just feel... And it's not really characters. I'm actually... it's not really characters. I find that interesting so far. So,
which is funny, because they seem to have been the focus last season.
Yeah, but they are not that actually interesting. Let's be honest, they're not that interesting. Like, that's my issue about that show has always been that we actually have this family who's coming into town, and this family supposed to be our entry to that universe, to that actually, to that town, to that mystery. And they're actually the less interesting characters that we actually been presented in. I found the other character much more interesting. I found the sheriff a very well-rounded character. I found Donna, who was the chief of the house, much more interesting. We even saw a bit of a backstory, which was actually really, really interesting. But
Donna, though, she seems to have a hard time being a leader, because as you can see, what she told Boyd, I try to do what you do, and, you know, bleep hits the fan.
No, of course. But this is what this is for me. The fact is, we are focusing about these people that for me are not that. For me, they don't actually bring me anything apart from the little kid. The Letica is the only one that actually I kind of want to know what happened because it seems to be thinking about things or actually having premonition. I don't know, but it's very weird the way he's talking sometimes. So.
Well, I feel like some of the characters are just in a constant state, especially the newer ones, where they feel like they're trying to find a way to leave. Like they don't really care about all the symbols, all the et cetera, et cetera. They just want to get out of there. But the characters who are actually focusing on these symbols and trying to find answers to things, definitely, yeah, they're more interesting characters because they're basically being us. You know, the viewers, they're asking questions.
Exactly. And one thing also, I'm sorry, but that scene in the hospital when actually Mister got broken ribs, he's actually on the bed, and what he's doing is trying to actually look at a light. Why? Why would you want to look at a light now? For which reason? Doesn't make any sense to me. Why does he do that?
Yeah, and the wife said that the lights went absolutely nowhere.
Exactly.
So how are they getting electricity? Which I feel like we wondered that at
It's, but it's not
the
something you would do. You just basically, you just went through you were under a house that collapsed. You can't wait before looking at your exit sign actually blinking, just like a. But I was actually thinking about something when the blinking light was happening. Is it Morse code? But I don't think it was.
And also, music is still playing a pretty much important role in this show because how do we find Kelly? We find Kelly by music, you
1950s music again. 1950s or 60s is one of them, I think.
Yeah.
Again, and I don't believe that Kelly is someone that was listening to 1950s music. So again.
Hey, she could have been. Leave her
Oh,
alone.
come on. Come on.
She could have been a layered character, thank you.
Yeah, obviously, actually, the music started to actually, yeah, no, I don't believe that. I believe the music is someone's controlling the music, that's for sure. Now, is it
I
bad?
mean,
Is
it
it
was an
good?
alarm clock, but okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it said time to wake up. It was like wake up, it was an alarm clock.
Okay.
So I just thought it was interesting.
And there was a last thing, the last scene before the credit. And again, they do that all the time. They managed to do this cr end credit at the wrong time. I'm sorry. When there are, what do you call them? A sheriff assistant? What do you call that? What do you call it in American?
Like a
A
deputy, like a
deputy, the
deputy,
deputy
yeah.
trying to look at something in the priest that died in the last season house and discover who. Well, the one who tried to kill the little kid in the last season was actually Hellboy going into the tree, and she's still alive.
Yeah, like that was a question that you and I had been asking. The last couple of episodes, where is she? Well, there she is.
She's there, but I'm sorry, if you remember correctly, last season, the reason why they went into the tree is because they were coming. And we know how they are. So how come she managed to survive? So I think that's going to be something we might discover in the next episode, hopefully.
And I love the fact that, you know, he was asking the older lady, I don't know her name yet. He was asking her, how did you get here? And she's like, on the bus. And he's like, was it a charter bus? And she's like, I don't know. it's a bus. You know, I gave a ticket and some money and I got on it. And
It's a racetrack. She's going to the race, to the races, you
like...
know. Just okay. She doesn't seem to have everything in her head going on right, but I guess.
I mean, she's older. She's like, man, you know, it is what it is.
She's not that fast, to be honest. Just like all these people that died, just the person that died with you, he was in front of me. I say, okay, nice.
It happens sometimes. Sorry, me.
Well, yeah, and again, the thing that the hello, when you go into the dark place, don't do that, please. This is
Yeah, that was
something.
hilarious to me
This
too.
is something I
Because
don't like.
I just never understood, like, if you think something's down there, why would you announce yourself while trying to sneak down there to see what it is? Like, you're setting yourself up to be mauled.
No, exactly. And
So,
Dark Space is not good in this
yeah.
show, so. So there we go.
So what are your predictions for the next episode? Because we haven't seen, I don't know if there's a clip of what's supposed to be coming in the next episode. We haven't seen it, but what are your predictions?
Okay, and first of all, I don't want to watch any clip about what's gonna happen. I'd like to actually keep it fresh and on a surprise. We might have more information about what happened to that girl. How she managed to survive. And pretty much it. I don't see anything that could remotely, based on actually what we've seen, that's really the only thing I can actually see that happening. Well, we do have the guy who actually wanted his gun. And when they told him, well, you can live in the woods, he suddenly decided to actually be a full gun control, So, yeah. But this guy is going to be, I think it's going to be also a pain.
Yeah, well, I guess my prediction is we might actually just have the wedding next episode.
Really? It's going to be fast. That's pretty fast.
I mean, he said let's do it, so I
Yeah.
mean,
No, I think.
why not?
No, I think the wedding's gonna actually happen at the season finale.
You think so?
Yeah, there's gonna be a wedding. It's gonna be a massacre at the same time,
We'll see. I don't know. My money's on at least the next two episodes. That's
You
my money's
think?
on that, but
So,
we'll see.
something new, something old, something bloody. No, they could have used that.
Right. Well, as always, I guess if you like our videos, you can like and subscribe, and you can also listen to our podcast. Isn't that right, David?
Indeed. And we're actually coming to the last episode of season one, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, we were going to do a generic Lifetime movie. David, I know you're not accustomed to watching these generic Lifetime movies, so it should be
The
fun.
last time I seen it with you, basically, it was a riot. So, yeah. It's going to be great.
All
Anyway, you have a
right.
nice week, everyone, and I'll see you next time.
Bye.